This is the city. Lovell, Wyoming. We are Scott and Ross reporting on a Monday as we have items sent to us from the Lovell Chronicle, their July 15, 2021 edition, covering the Lovell Police Department for the week of July 5th to July 12th. On July 5th, officers were called to Oregon Avenue in response to a concern of child abuse or neglect after a child was observed opening the door of a residence and then taking off running. Officers responded, located the child, and determined the child was chasing after a dog that got loose and afterwards caught up with the dog and walked the dog back home. No child abuse or neglect was determined. It's child abuse. The kids opened a door.
And then left.
And then ran.
Did anybody check on the dog? Is he okay?
Yeah, I think the dog was wagging its tail. On July 6, officers were called to Quebec Avenue in response to a disturbance. Officers determined the disturbance to be an intoxicated couple arguing. Officers mediated the conflict, determined that no physical contact had been made between the two. So alcohol led to an argument, Ross.
Oh, those wacky Quebecians.
Yep. On July 9th, officers were called to Montana Avenue after a resident noticed a suspicious box being left at someone's front door and had suspicions the box may contain drugs and be part of a possible drug deal. Officers responded, unable to identify the suspicious package. Officers performed surveillance on the area later. So somebody came out and got the package. Because it said FedEx on it. It was dropped off.
I'm no expert, but I don't think drug dealers just leave it on your doorstep. Maybe.
No.
Maybe they do. I don't know.
I don't think so.
Hey, you got the stuff. Oh, I left it on your doorstep.
Yeah, I left it on your doorstep next to the neighbors. Okay. Also, on July 11th, officers were called to Idaho Avenue in a case of possible assault after two brothers broke out into an argument. Officers mediated the conflict, determined no physical contact had been made. When brothers argue, Russ, mom liked you me best.
And I love it. Police mediated between them.
Yeah.
Well, did you touch him or not?
Yeah.
Bobby, what's that touching me?
And you shut up. Okay. Also, officers reported to a case of reported harassment at a local rental property after a landlord picked up all the dog poop left around the property and placed it in front of the dog owner tenant's front door, displeasing the tenant. I'm displeased. Have you ever heard somebody yell that out? I'm displeased here. You are displeased.
My displeasure is growing. if he's not picking up his poo.
Yeah. Officers determined the conflict to be a civil issue. They're not going to deal with it. So,
how'd you like to be the judge sitting on that one?
Yeah. So the landlord got tired of picking up this guy's poo, put it on his doorstep.
Well, he figured he'd want to keep it.
Yeah.
It
was his.
Wasn't throwing it away. So.
Yeah. Police report headline, landlord's response to dog feces on property leads to police intervention. the cops, do you have to deal with poo? So, yay.
You're not scooping it right.
Yeah. Let's go to the sheriff's report. On July 6th, deputies responded to a ready report regarding a blue older Suburban swerving across the center line on Highway 14A West near Byron. Deputies were unable to locate the vehicle. That road between Midway and then Byron. It gets a little scary sometimes. So on July 7th, deputies received a call regarding a case of property damage after a lawnmower picked up a rock and fired the rock into a basement window. They do that.
Yes, they will.
Cowley police attended to the issue. No citations were issued.
You'd think this could be worked out between neighbors here.
Yeah, but no, they called the cops. The neighbor's lawnmower threw a rock upon the cops.
I want that lawnmower arrested.
Yeah, and I've got pine cones that I send flying. zipping all over the place.
Hey, so. How are these pine cones getting my car grill?
Yeah. Neighborhood kids, they need to be in the house when I'm mowing the lawn. That's the problem. their problem.
He's mowing. Run!
Yeah, run. Also on July 8th, Bighorn Search and Rescue called to the Porcupine Campground to search for an overdue hiker. At the very moment the search and rescue pulled into the campground, the hiker returned to the campground independently. So, I'm back. Who are all these people? So, on July 10th, deputies responded to Highway 14A East after a husband reported that his wife was drinking and driving.
Uh-oh.
Deputies located the wife and determined that while she did have a few to drink, she was under the legal limit. No citations were issued. So, she went home. And I'm sure had something to say to the husband.
Yeah.
Guessing that they were probably not kind words coming from her.
And for this year's anniversary gift, I'm getting you bail.
Yeah. On July 11th, deputies were called to First Avenue West in Deaver in response to a concern of a dog not being cared for. The owner of the dog was not on the property when deputies responded. Although no evidence of animal abuse was seen by deputies, deputies plan to return to the location to meet with the owner. And the owner will look at the dog, what'd you do? Oh, did nothing. So, neglect. Sheriff's report headline, husband calls deputies on wife for drinking and driving. He was being a citizen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Disposition, flower pot thrown.
Yeah. Yeah, I would probably sleep with one eye open that house. So let's go over to Powell and find out what happened. They include animal stray, East Madison, report of a stray dog in the RP's yard. I can't go outside. The owner was contacted and responded, return to owner. Let's see, animal lost, received a report of a lost tan pit bull that had jumped out of the RP's vehicle while he was in town, disposition. Informational. So he's just visiting into town. The dog says, I'm staying here.
This place looks great.
Yeah. Because, yeah, there's dogs running all over the place.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Animal stray, Avenue A, received report of two stray dogs, one brindle color pit bull, one with a red collar, and an American flag on it. The other dog had a rope collar, tall with floppy ears. An officer responded. Upon arrival, the owner showed up. The owner was issued a warning for dogs at large. Return to owner.
But come on, look how patriotic he is.
Yeah. It doesn't matter, though, I guess. If you're running at large, what kind of flag you have on?
What if he was a commie dog?
Yeah, could be. Or a Canadian. Yeah. It's let's see. Property found. Cell phone placed in lost and found. Traffic stop, East Coulter, received a complaint that there are three males in a white Subaru letting off sirens and horns at passing vehicles, advised they are headed out of town toward Lovell. Highway Patrol and Park County Sheriffs were notified. Officers advised of the complaint, but the vehicle was already out of town. So they had horns and sirens. So that's how you attract attention. You don't attract attention with your looks or with your personality. This is the only way you can get people to maybe even glance your direction.
I'm kind of an ugly guy,
yeah,
but I get a lot of mileage out of these horns and sirens.
Yeah, I've got, yeah. We get people to turn their heads and, hey, look at those people. They got loud noises. Good for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. A pedestrian stop on East First. Officers contacted a suspicious subject who was about to drive a vehicle. After a breath test, it was determined this subject was over the legal limit to drive. A citizen took the subject home. This occurring at 1 a.m. as the guy was trying to put his key in the car. This guy does not look good. So, suspicious activity, North Bernard. Received report that someone knocked on the door and then left. Officers advised that they didn't see anyone in the area. Disposition completed. This at 3:07 a.m.
Ouch.
Yeah, when they're not the knocking hour.
No.
Then traffic stop on East Coulter. Traffic stop performed. Driver issued a warning for white light showing in the rear. A warning issued. So they were in a vehicle. So is what that is.
Wonder if that was like a bed light on a pickup.
It could be. So anyway, that is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Blotter, brought to you by Aldridge's Do It Center, where they have a complete set of pooper scoopers in. So check out aisle four, okay?
Buy one, use one.
Yeah, use it often so the landlord doesn't give it back to you. Do appreciate the Lovell Chronicle and the Powell Police for today's Police Blotter Report.